From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, good morning and welcome to week 3 of the NFL. I'm Patrick Maher live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point and out there, right there, hanging out with Bruce. Atlantic City, Borgata, Michael Lombardi on his throne. How you doing, buddy? Good morning.
I am great, Patrick. How are you today? You ready for the big action? Are we all good to go?
I am absolutely ready. We're going to get into the most heavily bet games this morning, Michael, but I want to throw a couple things at you. One, I know you're on the Colts. Wentz is going to play, so that is right. That's very important. Tua, don't say anything bad. He went to the IR. We'll get the reaction from you in just a little bit on that. Couple others. Antonio Brown is out. He didn't even travel with the team. The Chiefs, they're dealing with Frank Clark and Chris Jones. You think those two are important? Both are doubtful. It looks like Frank Clark and Jones could play. We shall see. And then the last one I wanted to bring to you, because we're going to start there. DeAndre Hopkins is questionable. Looks like he's going to play down in Jacksonville, Michael, but he's going to be limited.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little bit of Rondell Moore. You get a little bit more of Rondell Moore, and then you got to handle beep beep. I mean, you got to handle the beep beep man. I mean, you know, you got to chase him around for a full day, you know. So that's not going to be pleasant for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not sure what Jacksonville's doing on defense. When I watch their tape, it's interesting, to say the least. So this is going to be a challenge. I mean, look, I think Jacksonville will make a trade this week. I think they'll eventually trade C.J. Henderson to a team that needs a corner. So their secondary is in doubt. And then with that being in play, I think it's going to be, unless they can generate some pass rush against the Cardinals offensive line, I think beep beep will have a good day.
Beep beep. I like that. That's a good nickname. Also, I don't know if you've heard.
I mean, who isn't he? I mean, really, isn't he? I mean, he is beep beep.
He's so fast.
I mean, he's so fast, you know. I mean, he's so explosive. And look, I don't think he can play 17 games and stay healthy. But when he is healthy, like he is in September, and you're running around trying to chase him, it is the Roadrunner. You're like, oh my God, is he fast? I mean, I know you're not allowed to say anything bad about Tua, who's on IR
for
3 weeks.
Please don't.
I will never do that. However, Tua doesn't have his speed. He doesn't have his arm. He doesn't have any of the qualities that Murray has, and yet he has the same quality that he's little.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a huge one, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I'm hearing unlikely today, a Seattle
yeah,
in
saw,
town.
What I are saw you Schefter's tweet. I mean, he didn't practice, and Schefter's pretty wired within the organization like he is most organizations. So when he put that cryptic tweet out today,
right,
that unless this kid feels really good, I think you're going to see Alexander Mattison. I think you'll see the other backs for for you see Abdullah Ibrahim. I mean, you'll see these other guys to come in there. And look, this is a must win for Minnesota, home opener. You know, I know they got let Russ Cook coming into play, but you know, Minnesota could be 2-0. This is a must win for them. Their defense last week, I know they gave up 400 yards to Beep Beep. However, that being said, they were still, you know, they put pressure on them. You know, they were good. I didn't think they were that bad. I mean, Beep Beep makes a play scrambling to his left, and he throws it to Rondale Moore, who's wide open. I mean, it's just amazing what he does. And so, you know, coming out, I mean, it's, you know, when you were a kid and used to go in the on-deck circle and used to swing that heavy bat, you know, and before you went up to the plate, and then you went to the plate and your bat felt really light. That's what Minnesota's going to feel like after chasing Beep Beep to Russell Wilson. They're going to feel like, man, this isn't as bad.
Okay, you have to stop with Beep Beep because our engineer, Jeff, who doesn't talk and doesn't laugh, is falling out of his chair. He can't, and Bond, he can't stop laughing, but that is hilarious.
Why? It's the perfect nickname for him. I say it with great respect. I'm not being critical. I think it's unbelievable. He's Beep Beep. I mean, Beep Beep's going to... Like, I mean, I'm watching him on tape. But beep, beep. I mean, I'm looking for the Acme. I'm looking for the Acme trucking company to go. Hey, where's the dynamite to slow him down?
All right, be honest with me. Did they gave you the good coffee this morning, didn't they?
I always have the good. I go down and get it. Yeah, I go down and get the.
Oh, they didn't bring it to you? I'm surprised.
No. We're, you know, I mean, we're still working through some things here, but it's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be here.
Do you find parking today?
I'm happy to be here. I always find parking. Okay. Yeah, I always get parking.
Michael, I just wanted to check with you.
I didn't leave the car running either. I found parking. Okay. Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm good.
Okay, so.
I'm good. I was going through to this morning, you know, the Circa Survivor, not Survivor, the contest.
Yeah.
Did you take a look at those?
I did not.
It's
what
interesting.
You got?
The top five picks of Circa, the top five, when they go through, like, these are the five that all the people in the contest seem to resonate the most with. It's fascinating. I say this to people, to listening to the show, not because I think it gives you any clue on who they like. Now, these numbers are different than what we're dealing with today, right? But the one game that stuck out to me as we talk about Tua, and don't say a bad word, please, is the fourth best most bet game and the fifth most bet teams are the Dolphins and the Raiders. There's 1,000 entries, or like I think there's 1,000 entries on the Raiders, and there's 1,000 entries on the Dolphins.
So they're
like
split.
People genuinely can't get that game right. The Rams is a very popular pick. The Packers are a very popular pick, and the Cardinals are a very popular pick.
Interesting. Well, let's start with the Cardinals because you see on your screen there, Michael, remember, you can check out the splits at vsin.com, but the most heavily bet game, no surprise in the early window, Michael, maybe a surprise on the game, though, Arizona, Murray, early MVP pace, and Jacksonville. It couldn't be worse. 7 was the opener. Bet all the way up to 8.5. Ticked down.
It went to 8.5.
Touched 8.5.
Did it really?
Touched it.
Now it's
8, and you see a couple 7.5s.
I see 8, 7.5s. Wow.
Can I give this to you quickly? The first look, when the lines opened up, remember, every game, they post a spread back in May. Arizona was a 2.5-point favorite. So you now take the variables through 2 weeks, and you get 7.5, 8.
Well, we've watched Urban coach. We've watched him coach his team. We've watched his team offensively. We've watched his team defensively. And if you can give me an answer for what he's doing defensively, I'll wait. I have a lot of time. I got 2 hours on this show. I'll wait to find out what the hell he's doing on defense. I have no idea. I mean, I was talking to a team this week, and I asked them, I said, do you have any idea what they're doing on defense? He said, you know, the head coach said to me, no, we were talking about that in the staff room. We kind of were a little confused ourselves. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. They're running Baltimore scheme, but are they really running Baltimore scheme? So I think it's going to be a challenge. Look, the offensively, let's build this thing backwards. Who's blocking Chandler Jones today? Who's going to? Now J.J. Watt has not been great at all. J.J. Watt looks like he should cut down his play count, rush on third down and do that. But who's blocking Chandler Jones? And who, you know, they're going to get in Trevor Lawrence's face. I think you could throw the ball in Arizona. There's no doubt. But the speed of Simmons, the speed of Chandler Jones coming off the edge, I think is problematic.
And this is a Jaguar team you mentioned. How about Urban, who lost 9 games in his college career? He's 0-2 to start. But they've also given up a combined 60 points to the Broncos and the Texans. Here comes an accelerated offense in the Cards.
I did not think, Patrick, I did not think that the Broncos played at all good last week.
I agree.
I was scared to put that. I liked Denver early in the week when I was working on my numbers. I liked Denver. But I was scared to put them out as a recommendation and talk about them because I felt like it could be a letdown. And it was, and yet they still covered. They covered easily. They covered easily. And so for me, you know, do I think Jacksonville's going to improve this week? Well, I mean, I think it's a harder game for Jacksonville this week than last week because, once again, you got to contain this guy in the pocket. They won't do that. You got to be able to chase him around the field. They won't do that. And can they put pressure on him? I don't think so. I mean, you know, I don't think so. The one thing that Jacksonville has done a good job of in two games is they played run defense. They only give up 3.6. But that was against the Texans and the Broncos.
Well, the issue,
you know, and
yeah.
So, yeah. But here's the reality. They give up 13.2 yards per attempt, per pass play.
That's incredible.
Okay, so this is a team that wants to throw the ball. And the runs, people believe the team in rushing anyway. It won't matter.
And Murray's second in passing, only behind Carr. He's got 689 passing yards. He's got 7 touchdowns. He does have, I believe, 3 picks, which you can be opportunistic there. But he's averaging 5.1 a carry as well. I mean, beep, beep, as you call him, has been lit.
I mean, the Jacksonville defense allows 9.2 yards per attempt. Do you think they're good in the secondary? I mean, this is why I think you're seeing so much betting towards Arizona, because the matchup doesn't favor it this week. It has nothing to do with, you know, Jacksonville's really bad. It has everything to do with Jacksonville's bad on third down. They give up big plays in the passing game. I mean, you know, when you give up, when you've had 47 completions against you for 619 yards, averaging 13.2, that's not good.
You take a look at the total today in this matchup between the Jags and the Cardinals. It opened 52. It's been bet down to 51.5, which is surprising because, you know, a 34-33 win for the Cards over the Vikings. I told you the Jacksonville Jaguars have given up 60 points, and here comes a better offense than they faced all year. Interesting. I will say this. They're 0-4, the Jags, against the last 4 at home against teams with winning record. That is the Cardinals. And the Jags have lost 17 straight games coming into this one.
And look, here's the other problem for the Jags. They've given up 37 first-half points so far this year. So they're behind 37-14 when they go in at halftime. Now, you know, no wonder why Urban's telling other coaches, it's like playing Alabama every week, because he's never used to being behind at the half. You know, like, he's down 37-14 when he goes in at half against two offenses that I would say, well, one, Houston's not a great offense, but B, I didn't think Denver, once again, Denver didn't throw the ball very well last week. Denver didn't throw the ball very well last week, and they still were able to take a lead going into the half.
Yep. You see the betting splits. Everybody's betting Arizona today, and I mean everybody. The key distinction between 7 and 7.5 is huge. The two key numbers to start with in the NFL, 3 and 7. Going over that 7, the opener was 7, all the way up to 7.5. Are you comfortable with laying the 8 with Arizona, 7.5?
You know, I'm not comfortable being on the side of the public. I think, to me, it goes a little ways. I think 7, if you know, obviously, at some point, that 8. But look, what I've seen in the first 2 weeks are these numbers. Even when the games are close, the other team covers, like Green Bay. You know, that game, there's no way you're going to tell me Green Bay was going to cover that game in the third quarter. And yet they covered easily.
Michael, the second most heavily bet game on the board right now. Let's get to that next. Washington and Buffalo. Buffalo getting bet a little bit. We'll get to that next right here as we get it started. Week 3 NFL Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, football season is here. You see it, BetMGM. It's the king of sportsbooks. This is simple, and I love the interface. BetMGM.com, but the app is awesome. Download the app. It's easy to use. Also, if you're in town, stop by any MGM casino here in Vegas and bring that state-issued ID. You're going to be ready to bet within minutes. You got to be 21 years or older. A gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700. Okay, just getting started here. Welcome to week 3 of the NFL. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios.
Patrick.
South. Yes, sir. That's Michael Lombardi at the Borgata. Hi.
My handicapper, who I employ every week to kind of give me some help on some of these games, is working on it. And I just got a video of him going through the sheets of games. He's 4-year-old Dominic. He lives in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yes.
He knows all the teams. He likes the Eagles versus the Cowboys this week. He'll take
King?
The 3.5.
The King
likes the Eagles and the Cowboys.
So the King is with Grandpa.
I just got the video of it. Yeah, he's with me on that one. I'm proud of him.
Grandpa graded Grandpa's that game essentially an even matchup between those
yeah,
two.
Go.
And King Dominic, do we got to pick from Leo before we move on, or are we going to start
I
there?
Don't know if we got, you know, it's Dean's birthday weekend. I think the ice cream truck's still in town. I don't think we're going to hear from them.
No, Lombardi's had more birthdays than I can count.
Not more than Berman. Yes.
So we went through Arizona, Jacksonville, which that number, a couple of books got it 8. So Arizona just getting pummeled. The second most heavily bet game on the board right now. You take a look at Washington and Buffalo. Immediately this number opened Buffalo 9.5 and everybody jumped on Washington. Pushed that number all the way down to 7.5. Now, as we sit here hours away from kickoff, it's 7. That is a key distinction. 7.5 to 7. Your early thoughts there as far as Washington getting bet a little bit here.
Almost 50,000 tickets have been written up for this game. Remarkable.
Yes, sir.
Remarkable.
Yes, sir.
Early. I mean, and we still got 2 hours to go. So let's break the game down. The strength of Washington, if there is a strength, and we know when we go all Dick Vitale, they got the greatest defense in all of football, should be their defensive front. Buffalo's offensive line has not played well in the first 2 weeks. Now, they had a couple big plays in the running game. Josh Allen has not played. This is a hard matchup for Buffalo in terms of their defensive front. Have their offensive front trying to block this defensive front of Washington. Washington's had 10 days off. They've had rest. They've read their press clippings, how bad they are on defense. They've got to come and play defensively and get after the big quarterback and get him into making mistakes. This is a lot of points to lay for two teams that should be considered playoff-type caliber teams. And Washington will move the football. I mean, they will move the ball against the Buffalo defense, particularly when they play Milano inside, who's very small. Milano was a safety at Penn State. They moved him to linebacker. When you play Buffalo, you've got to handle their blitz package, which Miami didn't do very well last week. And you've got to be able to run the ball north and south at them. And I think Washington can do that. I think Washington can create some pressure. Do I think Buffalo wins? Yes. But this 7 points, I like 7.5 much better. I like that hook. But that's a lot of points for two teams that I think, when you break this game down, Washington matches up pretty well with Buffalo.
Yeah, and Washington's won 3 of its past 5 as a dog outright. So outright. And in those games, they went 4-1 ATS. So this is a good spot for Washington. Here's what you're going to be freaking out about this tomorrow. And that is a Bills offense that's basic. Excuse me. Let me be very clear. An offensive line that's basic. A 35-0 win over Miami last week. They come into this one riding high. But this front of Washington, if they're going to show up, it's going to be today.
They got to, They got to win the game today. They have to win the game today. They've got to come in there and win the game, and they can't. And they've got to pressure Allen, who has not been accurate at all this year. He's not been the Josh Allen. Josh Allen from 19, not Josh Allen from 20. When I broke down the numbers this week for my game, and once again, my power rankings are a little early, like most people's are. There's not enough data to collect. But I had this as about a 5.68 game. The line opened up at 7.5, didn't it? And it shot way up the other way. Then it came back. It opened up at 9.5, and it came back the other way. Am I right on that?
You're exactly right. Immediately, Washington got hammered off the opener of 9.5.
I think the line should be under 7. I really do. I think it should be a 6.5, 6-point line, and it's up at 7. I think that's why people are taking Washington. And the line's shrinking down when we're seeing a lot of the – we're still seeing a ton of money coming in on Buffalo, but the line is shrinking down.
Okay, so important there. What I encourage all of you to do is what – Michael runs his numbers. He's got a system that, you know, Bill Gates couldn't figure out. But always come up with your own numbers, and you're looking for that gap. So Michael just said his gap's right around 5.5. So if that gap is large enough, that's when you fire 7. Remember, 7 a key number. 10 to 15 mile an hour winds. I'm glad you asked about the weather. Thank you.
Thank you. Good.
You're welcome. So there it is. Also 45.5. This is, you know, opened, I believe, 47-ish, but down to 45.5. Washington built on defense. Heineken, you don't think offense, but 45.5 to me feels like I think the bettors are going the right way with coming under this.
Yeah, you know, but it's interesting that Washington gave up a ton of points. I mean, they gave up a ton of points to the Giants. I mean, they gave up 29 points to the Giants. They played the Chargers better. You know, but the Chargers, you know, the Achilles heel of the Los Angeles Chargers in 2021 has been their unproduction in the red zone. They've been horrible in the red zone. They should be 2-0. But their red zone, they were fortunate against Washington because they got away with it. But I think this is going to be a game where Washington, I think both teams will score. I lean a little towards the over here. I'm surprised this number's trickling down. I really am, because I think this game's going to be in the 20s. It should be. Now, we could get a great – maybe we'll finally get the Washington defense to show up. But, you know, Washington so far on defense, Patrick, is allowed 58.1% on third down. Is that good?
Doesn't sound good.
No, it's not at all. He'll tell you. He knows his numbers. That'll tell you. I mean, so that's what I'm worried about. You know, and that's where I think when a team that they have this rep – and, again, this number's reflective of two teams. Buffalo shut out Miami. Perception. You know, Washington's perception is they're Dickie Vitale on, oh, they're great on defense. They're not. And I think that number's coming the other way, in the wrong way.
Third most heavily bet game. Remember, VSiN.com for the splits. Third most heavily bet game is going to be in Kansas City. This is fascinating. First off, Mahomes, yeah, you know, 16-2 in division in his early career, which is insane. But Herbert was good in the two starts last year against the Chiefs. One loss, one win. I understand the win was when the Chiefs were packing it in. Here's the problem. It's Frank Clark and Chris Jones, along with the Honey Badger. Those are the three best defenders on a terrible defense, and those two are questionable. Even if they do play the edges, they may not be effective. You see the number, open 7, sitting 7, total 55.
You know, and we know Kansas City's 2-11 in the last 13 covering spreads. They haven't been very good.
They don't cover.
They don't cover. They win, but they don't cover. And so this number seems a little high. You know, now I know the game's an Arrowhead and I know all that, but I think this Charger offense is dynamic. Now, if they can straighten out their red zone problems, and that's going to be the issue here. That's where if you took the Chargers today, you're going to, and you win it, whether they win the game or not, or you win your bet, it's going to be because they were effective in the red zone. The Chargers are 61.3% on third down this year. 61% on this Herbert is sensational. Sensational. And I think if you look at it, you know, overall in the last 13 road games, as we see the graphic here, that the Chargers are, the over's been in play, and against the spread, they've been very good. I like it. I do. I like it. I like the Chargers here. I think if I liked it better at 7.5, I'll take it at 7. But I don't see how. I mean, I've seen too many Chiefs games. Remember the game in Tampa before the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a game that was a 3-point. I think it was a 3.5. You got the Bucs got 3.5. And, of course, they didn't cover because the Bucs came back down the field and made it a close game. I think this will be a really close game. I think this is going to be a field goal game.
Kansas City's last 8 wins have come by 6 points or less, which is fascinating. They have been dominant. Now, Kansas City last 14 against the Chargers, 12-2 straight up, 9-5 ATS. But this is a different Charger team with Herbert under center, and he's not intimidated by these dudes. And the defense has been abhorrent.
Yeah, I mean, look, the defense, they make so many mistakes. You know, they make mistakes, they make mental mistakes. And without Clark and without Jones, how are they going to put pressure on Herbert? And if Herbert has time with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and even Jared Cook, you know, I mean, and Eckler coming out of the backfield, that's a hard dynamic to cover.
What about that total 55? We talked about the lack of coverage as far as the Chiefs and ATS, but the under 6-2 in Los Angeles last eight, Michael.
I mean, I always believe this. When you get an opportunity to play, if you can keep Kansas City in the 20s, you've played good defense. I mean, Baltimore held them to 28 points last week, and I think they played great defense. Now, they got a touchdown on the interception, so the game went to 35. They were able to win it. This game gets in the 30s, you know, this is the problem. The Raiders won back there last year when they were able to get the game. They could match them point for point. The teams that beat that can beat the Chiefs are the teams that can match them point for point, and that's the Chargers.
The Chiefs have been torched for an average of 469 yards and 32.5 points through the first 2 weeks. That's disgusting.
That's bad. I mean, look, they can't stop anybody.
I think the edges being questionable is a huge lift for the Chargers.
Huge. That's a huge thing for the Chargers. You know, because, look, Slater's played really good at left tackle. The Chargers have improved their offensive line. There's no denying that. This offensive line has played much better this year than they ever have in the last 3 years. And so it's a huge advantage with a quarterback who can make every single throw on the field. I mean, you want to play – Dallas played cover two on 3rd and 15 – and he hit it in the hole, and it was one of the best throws I've seen. It's really remarkable.
Speaking of injuries, Baltimore is banged up. The Elixir, the Detroit Lions. Rawr. Kneecaps. Are you kidding, Campbell? That's the fourth most heavily bet game on the board.
They're trying to trade Jamie Collins.
They should. Get rid of everybody. Doesn't matter. We come back. It's Lombardi Line, week three.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, you're looking for that second stream of income. It's a side hustle. We'll provide it for you. $22 a month. Is that worth it? I think it is. Everything we offer, VSiN.com/subscribe. You go there right now, including, look, for $22, paying for our best bets. To me, those are emails that Bill AD, he doesn't sleep, he's nocturnal. He sends to you every day. VSiN.com/subscribe. You can sign up right now for free, and then it's $22 a month. We give you everything. Okay, Will Hill, Michael Lombardi, is here, and I'm happy he's here. He's taking dogs today as we say hi to William. Welcome you back. Will, hi, buddy. How are you?
What's going on, Patrick? That $22 a month, that's a month. That's not a day or a week. That's $22 a month for that. That's unbelievable.
John Goulet is here, who is our boss, and you keep kissing ass, part of my language, on a Sunday. Eventually, it's going to work for you. I promise you. Yes, it is a great deal. Look at you. Look at John. I know your wife dressed you. Okay, so we're going to start here. You're going to go to the Meadowlands, and you're going to bet the Falcons catching three.
On Eli Manning Day, too, no less.
That's disrespectful.
I love it.
Pretty simple for me. I mean, the Giants should not be laying three to anyone, maybe Jacksonville or Houston with Mills. But to me, the Falcons have much better skill players, not a huge advantage for home field for the Giants. And look, Atlanta, that was a disaster week one. But last week, you look back, they lose by 20-plus points in Tampa. That's a three-point game in the fourth quarter. They throw a couple of pick sixes. They actually outgained Tampa Bay. To me, like I said, the Giants should not be three. I mean, it's 2.5 some places, shot for the three, obviously, but to me, this is a toss-up game. Give me the points with Atlanta and what should be an ugly ball game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that look, it's ugly to play, but, you know, you got to watch the tape. I thought the Philly game was closer than the score. The Tampa game, they gave up 20 points in the fourth quarter, or else that's a closer game. Matt Ryan's got to start making some throws down the field. I think Atlanta, the weakness of their team has been their offensive line, their ability to protect. And I think in this game, they can protect. There's no dominant edge rusher that you have to worry about in this game. So for me, I think Matt Ryan will play well. I know it's Eli Manning Day at the Meadowlands. I understand it'll be an exciting day for everybody. But like you said, Will, I don't think the crowd's going to be really a factor. And the one thing the Falcons defense has done with their quickness and athleticism, their defensive front's played pretty good in two games. I know they're not great on defense, but I think they're going to get after Daniel Jones and make him play faster.
12 to 14% of games in the NFL are decided by three. I want to tell you this, Will. You're getting a good catch the three now because it is being bet down to 2.5. You're on the right side.
I think it's all Patrick here. It's 2.5. It's going the other way. Quickly, it's going to get eaten up by that. That three's getting eaten up.
Will, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that crowd too. They don't love the Giants. They could absolutely turn on the Giants if it, you know, they're down 10-0 early. They could start booing. It's not like they love this team. They, you know, they don't love the quarterback. The coach is iffy. They, you know, the coach is okay, but not a huge home field advantage here for the Giants.
Okay.
And I had this as a 2.62 game on my power rankings, and the line came at what was it? Opened at 3, and it's been there. So I think it's that's the right. Now, if you can get 3, that's the play.
Okay. The best way to start this would be, what is your? I want to ask you your number that you crunched on Indy and Tennessee. Carson Wentz is going to start, and then we'll have Will's analysis as he takes Indy.
I had an 0.68 game. I mean, so Tennessee's number. I had it even. Tennessee's numbers are not good. I mean, Tennessee's defense is atrocious. That's being polite. They can't cover. They don't have a great pass rush. I mean, Seattle's kicking themselves. Seattle lost that game because they never had the ball enough. You know, Seattle's kicking themselves. And Vrabel kicking the ball in bounds, eating up some of that clock, didn't let Russ have a chance to at least try a long field goal at the end of the game in regulation. So I think Indy will move the football. Now, Wentz is supposedly going to play today. I think they'll move the ball. The Colts have been very good in Tennessee. We shall see today.
Hey, William.
Yeah, I mean, Reich is 3-0 in Tennessee. I think the Titans game last week is going to be a lot of the Titans games. Last team with the ball wins. The Titans offense is good enough to keep them in it as an underdog, but as a favorite, their defense is bad where the other team's going to be in it. I think Indy has the better D. They'll be able to run the ball, play action. And this is it for Indy. I mean, you go to 0-3. I mean, with the 17th game and the extra wild card spot, you can't say their season's over. But in terms of the division, they'll be 2.5 games out. I mean, that's a huge hole to climb out of if you're 0-3. So getting 6 points here with the hungrier team, give me the Colts.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I agree completely. I think that, you know, to me, I think Frank Wright's got to step up. I mean, his defense has got to step up. And I think the quickness of this Colt defensive front gives them trouble. I think that's the issue. I think that the Titans have to be a play-action pass team. The Colts know they've got to stop Henry. And their quickness to penetrate and get him to redirect, that's where they gain an advantage.
Okay, so Will mentioned last week that he's brought his 7-year-old daughter into gambling, which is odd. And they're both Minnesota fans. Has she recovered as a team that, as Michael mentioned earlier, could be 2-0? Your Vikings 0-2. You're going to tease them along with the Rams today.
Yeah, I think this is just a pretty obvious teaser where you go through both of the key numbers. You get both of them up to 7.5 if you could, and it's a play for me. I think Seattle, Minnesota will be close. Both teams pretty shaky on defense, good on offense. Last team with the ball wins. And, you know, same thing with Tampa, LA. That should be a back and forth game. So that's a pretty obvious teaser here to go Vikings plus 7.5 and Rams up to 7.5. You can get those numbers.
And remember, tease is 6 points. You want to go through the key numbers, the 3-6. That's what Will's doing by teasing up with the Vikings here. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kirk Cousins has played well. Now, I know they don't have Dalvin Cook, but, you know, you can throw the football. I mean, Seattle, I know last week that Derrick Henry ran the ball effectively. Some of those runs, they were really Henry-ish runs. I mean, Seattle penetrated. They thought they had him for a 1-yard loss. Next thing you know, he's got 7 yards. So when you watch that tape, it was a little misleading. The reality here to me is I think Cousins can throw the football on the secondary, and he, at playing home, have some time. Now, the left tackle position at the Vikings worries me tremendously. Darren Moore, the kid they drafted in the first round, isn't going to play again today. They've got to manage a way around that. If they protect Cousins today, I think this will be whoever has the ball last wins.
Okay, last one for Will Hill here. Of course, Point Spread Weekly. You can go to VSiN.com/. Oh, and you're going to be on the Green Zone later today as well, right?
Going to be on the Green Zone. We're doing live betting all day. Should be a good time. I'm going to have the Giants-Falcons game, so you can watch that along with us. It was a lot of fun last week. Hopefully we made people some money if they listened. Yeah, I'm going against Lombardi here. I like the Packers here Sunday night. Again, here, a key number. Get the 3.5 if you can find it. But to me, huge edge at quarterback. San Fran has not been good at these spots under Shanahan. 8-18 against the spread is a favorite. They haven't done well off long road trips. Already with injuries for the 49ers, not that great at corner. So to me, you're getting points. You're getting a huge edge at quarterback. Give me the Packers here, who haven't played well in San Francisco here. So I understand, you know, Lombardi's going to say they're probably going to run the ball all over Green Bay. You do have to worry about that if you're Green Bay, but I just think big edge at quarterback here.
Hey, Michael
has not played well.
Hey, look at him asking for that hook. You see that number painted three across the board. Who are you?
Yeah.
Josh Applebaum looking for an
I know. Look, here's the only thing I'll say to Mr. Hill is, did he watch Green Bay's defense last week? Did he watch Green Bay's defense against the mighty Jared Goff? I mean, Anthony Lynn's designed offense. And then did he see Billy Turner at right tackle? Did he watch Eldon Jenkins, who's not going to play today, play left tackle? So now they have a backup left tackle. Can anyone name who the left tackle will be? I mean, that's going to be a hard one. I mean, even Packer fans don't know who their left tackle is. Probably going to be Dennis Kelly, the kid who was at Tennessee and Philadelphia. You know, so if you have a backup tackle against this 49er pass rush, I think it's problematic. And I thought Jimmy G played really good last week. I know nobody likes Jimmy G as a player, but I thought he played really good. I have this as a 7-point game based on numbers. And again, the numbers are early. Like that, you couldn't post the number 7. Everybody would take the Packers. I would take the Packers at 7. The reality here is I don't think the Packers defense under Joe Barry was very good. It was, in fact, I thought it was horrible. The 4th-and-4 call with Jared Goff throwing the hitch out there against the rookie corner. I mean, it's Stokes. I mean, you got a better play than that. I mean, come on. Run a better play. You're going to get a first down there. And if they get that first down there, everybody who took Green Bay and Survivor, I promise you, was nervous in the third quarter of that game.
Well, you got him. He's smirking. He has no retort. And we like to say gambling can be like a tertiary stream of income, but you will. Do you have any regrets starting your daughter before second grade betting?
This is not true. These are false rumors. She's a Vikings fan. She was rooting for the Vikings.
If I could read your text. By the way, he texted me this morning at like 4 a.m. He's got an early lean on a preseason basketball game, 76ers Raptors.
Oh my God.
This is the last day of the NFL. On this show, we're going to be doing all NBA preseason. We got Sixers Raptors next week. I mean, it's going to be all NBA going forward.
Yeah, you get it. You and JVT will be hosting that show. I won't be here for that one. I can promise you that.
And by the way,
although JVT might be over in England doing Premier League stuff.
Yes, exactly right.
I just want to say one thing before we go on a serious note to the Nesson audience. Be careful if you go outside today. That Giancarlo Stanton home run is going to land at some point, so just keep an eye out for that thing.
When Will Hill starts a sentence with "on a serious note," it's going to be very not serious.
What a bomb that was. Oh, my goodness.
Grand slam. That coming from a mile away. Look at you flexing. So you're into tied in the wild card now?
Tied 2 ahead of Toronto. These baseball races are unbelievable. Really good.
Yeah, I'm sure people care today about baseball.
Oh, I got to tell baseball. How about Carl Johnson, our boy Carl Johnson down at the Beau Rivage? He took $300,000 on the Dodgers run line yesterday. Ooh. Nervous as heck. Told me he buttoned up, put his chin strap on, and took it, went home, and had himself a cold one. Came out of it ahead.
Active on Twitter, too. We love Carl Johnson. Anything on the way out there, Will?
Green Zone, VSiN.com/subscribe, VSiN.com/listen, all day. Let's get it.
What's the Green Zone? It's a better Red Zone. We'll be here for 7 hours with Dave and Wes today, and of course, Will Hill. Thank you, Will. Appreciate
you guys.
Buddy.
Thanks, Will.
Will Hill on Twitter. Coming up next, market update. Josh Applebaum, bless you. Michael, bless you. It's week 3. That's a big sneeze, too.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, thank you, Brent. Sign up right now, BetMGM. If you do, they're giving you $200. They've upped the ante because, remember, it used to be $100. Bet $10 to win $200 if any team scores today a touchdown at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All you have to do is use the bonus code
VSiN.
Yeah, Michael? Oh, you're talking to somebody there?
Justin.
No problem.
I was talking to Justin and Ryan here.
If Michael, I want you to know, if you use the code VSIN200, VSIN200, you're going to win $200. All you have to do is bet $10. BetMGM.com or the BetMGM app, 21 years or older. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. Who are you talking to? I want in on the mix.
We have Justin and Ryan. They're the guys that run the board and the producer, so we're here and just trying to make sure I could see you. Our TV keeps going in and out, so I can't see you and see what the graphics are and all that. So I don't have a peek into the VSiN studio there at the South Point.
You know what impresses me about you and I is today we went Crockett and Tubbs, Don Johnson look. Yesterday we went hoodie. You know what? It's simpatico.
I got a feel. Yep. You could see it, Jeff. No doubt. No doubt.
Okay, here comes Mr. IPA, Josh Applebaum. Market Insights is the pod. VSiN.com/podcast. Remember, every show here on VSiN, you can get it for free. Go to VSiN.com/podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, but I do need an IPA and mimosa or something, guys. After Wisconsin absolutely blew it, Michael. How embarrassing was that after last night? So we're going to keep grinding, but I don't even want to bring that up.
I don't want to go on the college. We're not going to talk about college today.
You had a rough
day. To say the least.
No college show.
Well, we'll brush it off. Remember, it's about attrition, grind out wins, and we'll start today. First off, let's get a market update. What do you got for me?
Yeah, so definitely a bunch of updates here, guys. You know, a couple games you guys hit on that you talked to Will Hill and earlier, Washington football team. This is a consistent move that we've seen pretty much throughout the week. They opened +9.5 at the Buffalo Bills. They're all the way down to 7. Michael, I think you made a good point. What was really meaningful is that 7.5 still down to 7. Anytime you see continued movement with like zero buyback, that tells me there's a lot of football team money out there. They have a big rest advantage off that Thursday night, whereas the Bills are regular rest. Another game would be what Will Hill talked about with the Atlanta Falcons. That also looks like some big money there on the Falcons. They were +3 down to +2.5. That's a game where the public sees two bad teams, doesn't know who to take. But if you look historically, guys, when two winless teams go head to head, if you just take the dog last 10 years, it's about 58% ATS. So it's been pretty good overall. One system to look at this week, guys, and one thing to focus on, and we always want to have themes a little bit, just an overarching thing, take each game individually when you cap it. But week one is all about the dogs. Week two is overreaction week. Week three, guys, as gross as it sounds, buying low on teams that are 0-2 ATS that haven't covered yet. We're getting a little bit bigger of a sample. It's not just one game, but if you haven't covered your first two games, that means if the public bet against you, they made money and they're going to continue to bet against you. That means if the public bet on you, they're mad at you because you didn't cover and you cost them money. However, buying low on these 0-2 ATS teams in week three has actually been pretty profitable. Look at the last decade, 52-32 ATS, 62%, kind of goes to that recency bias element. The matches today would be the football team getting 7 at Buffalo. Atlanta, as we mentioned, now 2.5. You would have liked the 3, the key number there at the Giants. And two gross one guys, Jacksonville. I don't know how many times I can bang my head against all the Jags, but they would match here, +7.5 versus Arizona. And then the Jets, believe it or not, at Denver. That one makes no sense, Michael. Before we break down our games, have you noticed, Michael, that actually the Denver Broncos opened like -11. They're down to -10, even though everyone's betting Denver. Do you possibly think Zach Wilson, after that 4-pick performance, can they go into the altitude and cover that number?
Well, I mean, look, it's a big number, right? So, you know, you always worry about a backdoor cover. And I just think, to me, this matchup, I think everybody is in Survivor took Denver, you know, and because it's a hard matchup for the Jets, especially Fangio's schemes. You know, everybody says, well, Belichick's hard against a rookie. Look, Zach Wilson, that wasn't Belichick's schemes that created a problem for Zach Wilson last year. The first interception was the linebacker was running in his face. He got rid of the ball. The second interception was, you know, he underthrew a 7 cut. The guy was probably, if he leads him, he's open. The third interception of McCourty, I'm not sure what he was doing on that throw. It wasn't anything to do with confusing coverage. Today in Denver, in Mile High, first home game for the Broncos, he will look at something that he's never seen before. Vic Fangio is the master at the skies of coverage. This is where he gains an advantage against veteran quarterbacks, let alone rookie quarterbacks. So I think that that's why, you know, this number's so high. I think, to me, you're always worried about a backdoor cover. I'm worried about the Broncos. They didn't look good last week offensively. They didn't. They didn't run the ball as well as they needed to run the ball against Jacksonville. And Bridgewater made a few throws, but he also made some mistakes in the game, and the pressure got to him a little bit. So I don't want to take this game. I'm not touching this game. You couldn't get me to take the Jets in 10. You couldn't get me to take the Broncos. However, that being said, you know, this will be a harder game for Zach Wilson than the Patriot game.
This is the Jets are a two-win team. They're horrible, and their win total was set at 6.5. So
we like that under all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, we absolutely did. And I would agree with Mike. I probably just – it's sometimes you just lay off a game. You don't have to bet the board.
I think, to me, the survivor play is a good play. Denver playing opening home mile high, the altitude. You know, the Jets coming off a bad game. You know, but this Jet offense is not good. That defensive front is not very good. And Denver now, they've lost Josie Jewell. They've lost some key components. Bradley Chubb, they don't have him again this week. That's 30 games in 4 years that Chubb and Von Miller have played once another. They've got to put pressure. Von Miller should have a big day today. The Denver defensive front, plus the Denver crowd noise, got to help the Denver defense.
When betting football, the quarterback moves the number. So if Aaron Rodgers were out, that'd move at 6-ish, somewhere in there. Except in Miami, where Tua, who's on the IR, not only has the number moved towards
Brissette.
It's Sunday.
It's the Lord's Day, yeah, Patrick, please.
Throw up a Hail Mary before I talk badly about Tua. But the point is, again, he was a starter, and Miami opened at Vegas, Josh, 4.5 with Vegas laying it. And Brissette and Miami getting bet a little bit here. That just shows you what the market thinks of Tua.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Patrick. This is an interesting one because it's kind of the ultimate buy low, sell high. You look at Miami coming off a 35-0 blowout loss to Buffalo. Obviously, Tua gets hurt. They don't even come close to covering the 3.5 there. On the flip side, the Raiders have been one of the best teams, best stories in the league this year, not just betting, but overall. They're 2-0. They're 2-0 ATS. They win both their games as dogs. They go into Pittsburgh and win as a 5.5-point dog. They beat the Ravens on primetime at home. So really, the love for the Raiders has never been higher. The kind of the anti-love or the hate or whatever we want to call it for the Dolphins has also never been lower. So what you're looking at here, guys, is you would think a super heavily bet, super lopsided play to the Raiders, and that's what we are seeing. This is kind of one of the most public plays of the day where everyone's saying, are you kidding me? That number is way too low. Give me the Raiders all day. They'll roll over the lowly Dolphins. But I wouldn't be so fast here, guys. You know, you have a lot of system matches here with the Miami Dolphins. Number one, just a line move in their favor, even though everyone's betting the Raiders here. So you saw this open route, you know, Vegas -4.5. On our page, we were showing 4, but I'm seeing all these books now to 3.5. So it's continuing to move toward Miami. It would be a dog with a line move in its favor. Last 2 years, that's 59% ATS. Also a short road dog plus 6 or less, kind of a grinder system, 62% ATS last 2 years. And if you also buy low on teams off a blowout or teams who get shut out, it's very, very, almost pretty rare to get shut out in the NFL. But if you're shut out, you come back the next week as a dog, the bias against you is so heavy that it really creates a buy low opportunity there. Those teams off a shutout spot, 38-24 ATS, 61% last decade. And Michael, what I liked is once Tua was ruled out and Jacoby Brissett was ruled in, the line didn't shoot up to Vegas. It actually came down to Miami. So what do you think? Brissett, we think of him as a young player, at least I do, you know, against that Houston game when in Deflategate year. But he's been around, what, 7-8 years now, a veteran type guy. Michael, I'm looking at the Dolphins and the points. Can they cover this number in this game?
Well, I think this, you know, I think Brissett's of the mindset that he's got this opportunity. This is the one he's waited for. I mean, he signed there because he felt like he could beat Tua out. Mm-hmm. And he has a great opportunity to do it now because, you know, he knows he's going to be the starter for the next 3 weeks if he stays healthy. Now, he's got a problem that his offensive line has got to do a good job. But this is the first time that Miami will have all their skill players on the field. They've got the great Will Fuller, who, say what you want about Will Fuller. When he plays, he helps an offense tremendously. His vertical presence is unbelievable. Waddle will be on the field. Gesicki will be on the field. And then, of course, Devontae Parker will be on the field to go along with their running game. This will give them his best chance. And they should be able to throw the football against the Raider team. I know their pass rush was good the first 2 weeks. If they can protect, the question becomes, can the Raiders put some pressure on Derek Carr? We know he's coming off an ankle injury. He's going to have to prove he can stay healthy in this game. You know, to me, I like this game a hell of a lot better with Brissett playing quarterback than I did with Tua.
Good job, Michael. I have a minute here, Josh. New Orleans is getting bet. My goodness, that key number of three. It's down to 2.5, Josh, thoughts with the, excuse me, at New England, Nesson.
Yeah, I'll flip it to Michael real quick, but I'm just looking at the Saints here, guys. Everyone's betting the Patriots like it's Brady Belichick days and really just giving no love for New Orleans. They've been Jekyll and Hyde. They have a great win against the Packers, and they have a bad loss next week against Carolina. You don't know what you're going to get here with Jameis. You know, again, could be great, could be bad, but what I like is heavy betting New England, yet this line, open Patriots -3. It's down to 2.5. You look at these short road dogs, been great 62% over the last 2 years. Also, a dog with a low total. The total in this one's only 43. Grabbing a dog, not a bad spot here. Michael, also the under, maybe it's 43, kind of stayed there. Both teams 2-0 to the under. John Hussey is 56%, the lead ref here to the under. So real quick, Michael, any love for the Saints here plus the points?
I had it as a pick'em game. I'm worried. I'm a Patriot fan, and my son works there. I'll say that. I'm worried. I think this is a hard game. Unless they put pressure on Winston, Winston will play well today.
Let's come back and discuss this one for Nesson. And
we'll discuss. Yes.
And we're going to, Josh, we'll see you in the next hour. When we come back, we're talking to John about this off the air. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why Lyle Collins got suspended, and it is going to blow your mind on a Sunday. Not safe for work. We come back here, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.